This is Dr. Lee dictating a follow-up note, a progress note. Patient Stephen, STEVENSANNIE, data service 8/11/2023, place, future care charge village. Date of birth for this patient 9/3/1950. Data service 8/11/2023, future care charge village. Reason for consult and follow-up, vaginal bleed, history of present illness. This is a 72-year-old female. She has been admitted to the subacute rehab. For continuation of care, she has a dementia, frequent multiple fall in the setting of previous CVA, and living alone and not compliant to her medication. Patient has been getting a physical therapy here. Today I was reported by the nursing that she has a vaginal bleed. When I saw the patient, there is no active bleeding at present. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. She does have a pelvic discomfort. Past medical history. Number one, hypothyroidism. Number two, hypertension. Number three, history of AFib in the past.
We have more
history of CVA.
Keep it for my lady.
Put it in your bag.
GERD. CHF. Dementia.
Is your bag already in?
I really don't know what she's talking about.
Are you already packed?
Okay. But I did figure out what the opportunity is for you. I asked for a peer review.
Current medicine, she's on Lipitor 20 mg daily, Estella Palm 10 mg daily, Metoprolol 50 mg twice a day, aspirin 81 mg daily. Monty Lucas, 10 mg daily, Protonix, 40 mg daily, Ventolin inhaler, 2-puff Q6-hour PRN, Albuterol and Nebulizer treatment Q6-hour as needed, Adalazine 25 mg twice a day, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablet every 6-hour PRN, calcium supplement daily, vitamin D3, 50,000 units weekly, Lasix 40 mg daily, Levothyroxine 88 mcg daily, Doxycycline 100 mg BID. That was started for recent bronchitis and suspected pneumonitis, folic acid 1 mg daily. Through our system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, genitourinary, noted vaginal bleed today by the nursing staff. At present, she is not bleeding. Endocrinopathy, uniparadipsia. Patient is not a very good historian. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, forgetful. Sitting on the chair, blood pressure 126/76, pulse 81, temperature 97.3, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Next couple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, diminished pressure on the bases, no wheezing, heart test, no stroke, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bathroom positive, extremities, trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake, forgetful and disoriented. Recent lab done, today, sodium 140, pressure 3.6, chloride 102, CO2 28, glucose is 76, BUN 37, creatinine 0.9, calcium level 8.5. Iron level is 25, TIBC 176. Assessment patient, the lab reviewed by me, and patient has number one, episode of vaginal bleed. Next line, iron deficiency, anemia. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, recent pneumonitis. Next line, CHF. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, HTF, CVA. Plan of care, I will get patient CBC, PT, PTT, urine analysis, and also I have discussed the unit manager will get a pelvic sonogram to evaluation for the uterine fibroid versus mass and ovarian mass, because elderly female with vaginal bleed, that could be the differential diagnosis also. In the meantime, if she has another episode of bleeding, we'll hold aspirin for 2 days. Otherwise, she has to be maintained because of previous CVA. We'll continue her on LASIK. She responded very well with the significant improvement in her respiratory symptoms. And also she will complete the course of doxycycline antibiotic for bronchitis versus pneumonitis. Kate can discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.